I want to move us along. We only have about 10 minutes left. But I think it was very important that Israel goes before God, because he brought all that he had, people and possessions, right? So once again, decisions that we make impact others around us. They impact us, but no man is an island. It just doesn't start and stop with you and I individually. And after God gives him the go-ahead, verse 5, and Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob their father, and their little ones, and their wives. Here's Jacob as an old man. He has sons that are now mature. They have to carry Jacob. They have little ones, the next generation. They have wives. Every person in the family is impacted by what Jacob, what Israel was going to do. And in the wagons, they carried their father, the little ones, their wives, in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. They took the cattle, their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, the land of blessing, all the material goods, the blessings that came. They took all those things into Egypt. Jacob and all his seed with him, his sons' sons with him, his daughters, his sons' daughters, and all his seed brought he with him into Egypt. So young people, I think Brother Ben reminded us yesterday of how you have a responsibility to each other. That if you see something good happening, to encourage each other in those good things. But certainly if we see, we hear, we know that there's something going on that's wrong, that's not right. Language being used, behavior, attitudes, wrong spirit, really drifting away. That we as young people, your peers, you need to be able to speak out against that in light of the Word of God. Not my opinion, hey, you know, I don't think you should. Well, who are you? I mean, well, you know, the Word of God. Listen, let's go on together. Let's be used of the Lord, because each one is impacted here. Now, perhaps in the last, if we could turn over to chapter 47, right? And the verses that were read there, the latter verses 27 through 31, that Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen. And I'll start this off by saying he was in Egypt. But you know, if you do some studies, there's something special about Goshen. Because when the plagues came upon the Egyptians, when Pharaoh would not allow God's people to go, because he said, I brought them into Egypt, I will bring them out. Let my people go. And when there was darkness in all of Egypt, the scriptures record, there was light in their dwellings in Goshen. So we might be in the world, in this physical world here. But we can be living in the land of Goshen, where God's hand is upon us. We're in the world, but we don't have to be of it. Sure. There can be darkness all around. That's what the character of the world is, young people. Darkness, mm-hmm. Opposition to God. Mm-hmm. But in our dwellings, there can be light.
How wonderful to look at Jacob now as he see with the right perspective the things. Now, he was saying to Joseph, he lived there, and it's not like a couple of months. He lived there for 17 years, right? He came in there about 130, because that's what Pharaoh asked him, how old are you? And he said 130. So now he's 147, so that's about 17 years that he lived in the land of Egypt. So he lived for a while. He saw everything. Egypt was a very powerful, prosper civilization in at that time. They have everything. And one of the greatest things that they do is for the dead. When somebody dies, they build him a great pyramid. They'll last him 5,000 years. So you would think, wait a second. That's the place I want to die. And I want to be buried there. Because after all, I'll have a big pyramid built for me. Here is a man of faith. Now, if that Jacob of, 40 years old or 60 years old, he wanted that. I want to have a name, and I want to have the cattle, and I want to have the glory, and I want to have a great thing to show how great I am. He said, listen, don't bury me here. I'm going to ask you for a favor, please, Joseph. Please. If I found favor in your eyes. Even when he's asking there, look at the broken spirit of a man. He could demand that. I'm your father. Listen, you do this. Not at all. Jacob is gone. The old Jacob is gone. Completely gone. Even when he wanted something. Look at the way he asked. No arrogancy. No, like, hey, you do what I'm telling you to do. Do me a favor, please. Would you please? Why? Why don't you want to have this glory thing? I mean, your name will be engraved there forever and ever and ever. No, no, no. I want my name to be in this book. In this book, not in Egypt books. It doesn't really matter there at all. I want my name to be written in Hebrews chapter 11. A man of faith. Because I see things from God's perspective. The world is passing away. It doesn't really matter. I lived there. I lived there for 17 years. I worked there. I do everything that I could do there. That's what I am in the world. You know, but what's important is the inheritance. Is the blessing that I have. So please, put me back there. Bury me there. Don't bury me in Egypt. Make a specific thing about it. And I'm sure it left a great impression on Joseph. Because Joseph did the same thing. Talking about how we're going to influence people around you. Young people, if you think that the younger ones are not watching you, you're wrong. They are watching you. They are watching you and they are imitating your younger brothers, your younger sisters, those young ones in the meeting that you think they are not. They are watching you. They are imitating you. Every action you do, it will impact them. Because they say, but he does it. Because you are a big guy to them. You are a big lady to them. They look at the way you dress. They look at the way you conduct yourself. He said, but he watched that movie. He's my older brother. He's cool. I should be doing the same thing. Jacob's behavior impacted Joseph. Jacob's estimation of the world. Because if they see you grasping after the things of the world, they will do the same thing. But Joseph realized that, man, and Joseph had his glory at that time. I mean, they had a big state funeral for Jacob, and they were crying for how many days? 70 days or something. Egyptians are good at these things. They know how to cry. They just went there, and I mean, it was a big state funeral. He could have asked all of these servants to build him a great big pyramid. No. The world is passing away. I don't want to have any big state in here. I don't want to have anything. I'm going to work. I'm going to use it for the Lord. But you know what? Heaven is my home. Heaven is our Father's land. Heaven is our... I want to go with the fathers. I want to be buried with the Father. I'm going to the Father. But bury me with my fathers. He wanted to go to the Father. That's where he wanted to go. Is our heart yearning for the Father's house? Stay home. Not Egypt. I want to go to the Father. Bury me with my fathers. And he did. And that we have that expression. And he worshipped. He worshipped. He is a man who is a worshiper. And that's the verse that is mentioned about him in Hebrews chapter 12.